It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is time for California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. Tom Simoneau is back with us. It's an annual event. He does his wines of the year, and we culminate with the winery of the year. And we're going to talk to Tom's winery of the year on the phone.
Yeah, we're going to have the winemaker call in about quarter of, ten of.
Okay.
Yeah. But should we start the show here?
Yeah, pop it. There you go. That would be a sparkler.
That is a sparkler, a beautiful sparkler. The sparkling wine of the year is Z from Longboard Vineyards. It's Zeebrut, and it's a late discovery.
The letter Z or Z?
The letter Z. See this?
Oh, that's a beautiful label. And why do they call it Z?
It's a zero brut, zero dosage.
What does that mean?
Here, let me pour you. I'll explain. So there's your nice glass of sparkling. We're going to have to toast here. Hold on. How many years have we been doing this?
Since what, 92?
92.
Yeah.
Somebody add that up. I can't.
I can't either.
Mm.
Now, you know I'm not a big sparkling wine guy, but...
I know that.
I know what I like, let's put it that way.
Exactly. So this is a blend. It's a multi-vintage blend of 56% Pinot Noir, 44% Chardonnay.
And it was just said 25 years we've been doing this.
25, really? So it's our anniversary. Hey, another toast.
All right, another toast. Salute.
So this baby is 56% Pinot Noir, 44% Chardonnay, which is kind of a typical brut blend. Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, we don't have champagne flutes. But this seems less bubbly than many sparkling wines. Is that?
You know what? It's probably the glass.
Okay.
Usually they etch with a diamond point the bottom of a really nice flute to give you a little friction there to cause the bubbles to go.
But you know, I'm not big on the bubbles personally because it makes me sneeze sometimes.
It can. But you know, I'll tell you. You talk to sparkling wine producers now. This is almost a more preferred way to enjoy sparkling wine. Is not in a flute,
but actually in
a wine glass.
Yeah.
Because you get more aromatics in the nose.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this nice?
The finish is unbelievable. What am I tasting?
You're tasting the yeast. 4 years on the yeast. So it's
grapefruit.
Is
there some nuttiness there?
That's the yeast.
Okay.
You get that nuttiness from the extra time in the yeast.
Wow.
If you understand the method Champenoise, you make a still wine. Right. You pick the grapes. Instead of picking at about 23.5 degrees Brix, which is a measure of sugar, you pick them at about 19 degrees Brix. Okay. So you got a crisp, tart white wine, Chardonnay to start with, or the Pinot Noir as well. And so now you take that still wine, you put it in the bottle, you add a little bit of sugar and yeast, and you put a beer cap on it. It's called a crown cap. And you put it, I call it in the garage. The French call it entourage. So you put it on a rack, basically, and you leave it there for however many years you're going to leave it on the yeast.
Wow.
The least expensive sparklers made in the traditional method Champenoise are 8 months to a year, and the best are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even 10 years. Those are called late disgorged. So you've got that bottle in its rack, right, on the yeast. And so when you're ready to bottle it, right, you riddle it. You've heard of riddling.
Yeah.
Riddling, which is when you tap the – in the old days, they did it by hand. Now they do it by computer.
Right.
But you tap the bottle and you start tipping it, tapping, tipping, tapping, spinning, tipping,
right.
Tap, tip, tip, tip. Next thing you know, it's on its head, in the neck, has all the sediment, all the sludge from the yeast that was in the bottle. You run that through a nitrogen solution, right? You spin the bottle and you pop that beer cap and the pressure in the bottle – from the yeast eating the sugar that was in there, pushes the sludge out, the frozen plug, and now you've got this missing little area in the bottle, and then you add back the wine or sugar. Sometimes they add brandy. That's the dosage, what you add back in to fill the bottle. Well, what Oded Shaked, the winemaker, did is added straight champagne or straight sparkling wine, no sugar added, so it's called zero brut, because zero sugar added, and that's why it's crisp, delicate, and as dry as it is.
Isn't
this something?
As not a huge sparkling fan, this is one of my favorites I've ever tasted.
Yeah, the feel, the mouthfeel, is really something. Oded said when he makes the cuvee, right? It's multi-vintage. It's not non-vintage. I guess you could call it non-vintage, but it's multi-vintage because his Chardonnay that he uses, he adds every year back into the Chardonnay bottle, I mean barrel, and his barrels go back to 2000. So he's got Chardonnay in here that goes back to the 2000 vintage. He'll take some out to make the sparkler, and then he adds this year's vintage of Chardonnay to fill the barrel back.
And this is Longboard?
Longboard up in Healdsburg.
Yeah, they've been here many times.
Yeah, Odette Chiquette has been in with you guys.
Yeah, and the owner is a big surfer guy.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. Yeah. That's Odette Chiquette. He's a surfer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He just came back from Israel. He's Israeli.
Right.
Called me on Saturday when I left him a voicemail to tell him congratulations. And he calls back and he goes, yeah, Tom, I'm in Israel. He sounded like he was next door on his cell phone. You know, it's a crazy world we live in.
So the sparkling wine of the year from Tom Simoneau is Longboard's Z.
Brut Z Late Disgorge, $65. Beautiful, beautiful wine.
That really is good. The Chardonnay of the year. Oh, here we go. Steve Chardonnay Jackson.
The
wow.
Chardonnay of the year is Albatross Ridge, 2014 Estate, Carmel Valley, Monterey, $55.
Albatross Ridge, Carmel Valley, Monterey. And this has an amazing story behind it that you and I kind of talked about.
Yeah.
Tell this story.
Okay. The family that owns it is the Bolas family, and they purchased their property in 2006. Now, the son is the winemaker, Garrett Bolas. He and his wife are up in Oregon. The dad's down here in California, and they're looking for a place to start their winery. So they're searching. I mean, they're wide open. They like Oregon Pinots. They like California Pinots. They're searching. They're looking. And finding the right spot is not easy, especially these days, because there's so many vineyards already planted and the land is taken up. So they find a place in Carmel Valley, and they decide, okay, we're going to plant it, right? So they planted it. They bought it in 2006. They planted it in 2008. It's this... Yeah, how many feet here? 1,250 feet up.
And it's called Albatross.
Albatross Ridge.
Ridge.
Right. So they're searching for a name to call their wine brand. And if you've ever, you know, if you've ever thought about having a wine brand, there's so many names already taken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people come up to me sometimes and say, so what's your wine brand? Well, it's Simoneau. It was easy. It's a kind of a good name.
Well,
it's French.
The majority of wine people do name it.
Use your last name, unless you're Smith or something.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, they didn't want to call it Bolas. So they're searching to research what are they going to call it. So they're going through all the Monterey Library historical books and stuff. And they find out that the great-grandfather... to the Bolas family, what's his dad's name?
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, great-grandfather of Garrett Bolas was a sailplane. He's a glider back in the day, right?
Way back in the day.
He has the second pilot's license in the United States. The first one went to one of the Wright brothers, right? So it turns out that he had that property, and he was flying gliders teaching Lindbergh how to fly gliders over the property.
And they had no idea until they did this research that they were related to this guy.
So it's serendipity. All of a sudden, they go like, wow, was this meant to be or what? Right? And difficult to plant. It's Rocky Ridge. So it took him a couple of years to figure out, you know, orientation to the sun and all that stuff. So now they've got this beautiful brand, Albatross Ridge. They make Pinots. They make a sparkling rosé and this beautiful Chardonnay. And, again, one of the coolest growing regions because it's so close to the ocean down there. And it has this nice minerality.
Now, this ridge is
1,250
feet
up.
Is that generally
1,200
good
feet
for Chardonnay?
High. Oh, yeah. Well... can be.
Certainly is here.
Here, yeah.
I normally wouldn't pay $55 for a shard. This I would buy.
There you go.
That's amazing.
The crazy thing about the wines of the year, I'm tasting these things all year long, and then I try to, as we get closer to the shows, I try to figure out how I'm going to do these blind tastings, and sometimes I'll have a $20 bottle with a $60 bottle or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing it blind, and you know, the bag is the equalizer. So the one I like is the one I like, whether it's the $20 one or the $55 one. Some people say, I wish you came up with, you know, more wines that were less money. Well, there's a lot of wines on this list, and we'll get to some of the lower priced ones as we proceed.
AlbatrossRidge.com. Check these folks out. And LongboardVineyards.com. Tom's sparkling wine of the year. But this Chardonnay, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it something? Yeah. Oh, man. Just had another sip. Yeah. I mean, it's
what
lean.
Am I getting there?
You're mineral.
And the
you
mineral.
Get mineral.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a little bit of stone fruit there. I'll tell you, the judicious use of oak. These guys, another thing is they're growing it organically, but they're not worried about getting it certified, right? Because they want to make sure, let's say they have a thrip problem or, you know, some sort of insect problem somewhere along the way, and they have to use a product that's not certified organic. Mm. They don't want to lose part of their vineyard because they're tiny, and the production in the vineyard is small, 2 tons an acre. Something like that. A lot of times, like when we're growing up here on a regular flatland or benchland vineyard, you're getting 4 to 5 tons, you know, an acre for fruit. They're getting like 2, so you don't want to lose any.
Wow.
But it's a, you know, the families are both living on the property, so they're, you know, they wanted to be organic, and they are organic. They're just not certified.
And their great grandfather taught Lindbergh how to glide, and
one of his gliders is in the Smithsonian.
Wow.
Yeah, the Bolus family. You need to go online and just check that out. It's very
AlbatrossRidge.com. Sauve Blanc. Your Sauvignon Blanc is from Dry Creek Vineyard. We love them.
Dry Creek Vineyards, 2016, $20. Winemaker Tim Bell takes Sauvignon Blanc to a new level. This is a blend of 12% Sauvignon Musquet and 5% Sauvignon Gris. And that's for texture and weight. So you've got it's all Sauvignon Blanc, but Sauvignon Gris is a mutation.
I've never heard of Sauvignon Gris or Sauvignon Musquet.
So the Sauvignon Musquet is a clone. You know, you've heard of clones, right?
Of course.
Selections of Chardonnay. There's even a Musquet Chardonnay clone. Well, this is the Musquet clone of Sauvignon Blanc, and then a little Sauvignon Gris in there to give it this nice mouthfeel. We're not going to be sipping it today, but it's a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc. And a great thing about this is, and I've talked to a lot of winemakers who are experimenting with what they're, you know, the oak that they're using chestnut, acacia, and French oak.
See.
So, you know, these different barrels add different complexity.
You wrote, this is as exciting a Sauvignon Blanc as you've had in years.
Yeah, it's really something.
Just DryCreekVineyard.com.
Yep, just a little bit of grass, nice grapefruit. Dry Creek known for great, great Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, I don't want to run out of time.
Okay.
We're okay right now, but the off-dry white. First, explain what the off-dry white is.
Okay, a dry white would be a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chardonnay. An off-dry white would be like a Pinot Gris or a Chenin Blanc, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, something with a little bit of residual sugar.
And this is a Mayo family. We love Mayo.
Mayo Family Winery, 2015.
Pinot Gris.
Pinot Gris.
Okay.
And it's from La Cruz Vineyards on the Sonoma Coast. This one is Courtney's Cuvée. Now, of course, these wines are all, you do find them at Bottle Barn, but for the most part, he's 99% direct to the consumer at his 2 tasting rooms out in Sonoma Valley.
Oh, I meant to ask, the Albatross Shard, mm-hmm. is that... Do you think
mostly direct, but so, they do have a tasting room in Carmel.
But probably not at Bottle Barn.
No.
Okay.
Not, well, yeah, I was hoping Barry would be here because he's probably going to want some.
He's too damn busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alternative white.
Yeah.
Okay, my alternative white is Paradox 2016 proprietary white wine, Napa Valley, $32. Now, if you haven't heard of Paradox, they're long known for their Zinfandel-based proprietary blends. Zinfandel and Cabernet, that kind of a thing. Zinfandel and Cabernet Sauvignon or Cabernet Franc and those types of things. Well, now they're expanding and they're going into some white wines. And this is a great blend. The new Paradox is the white, first of their whites, 65% Viognier, 28% Chardonnay, 4% Roussanne, 3% Marsanne. So it's delicate. It's lean. If there ever was an oyster wine, this is it. I mean, crisp. High acidity. It's where Rhone and California meet. because you've got that richness that we have in California, and it's made from mostly Rhone varieties.
I've never heard of Paradux. It's P-A-R-A-D-U-X-X.
Yes. It's part of the Duckhorn family of wines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had, in fact, we had one of the principals from Duckhorn here about a year ago.
Yeah.
Beautiful wine. And if you like that Rhone style, Roussanne-Marsanne, Camus makes one called Conundrum. Actually, I think they sold the brand, but it's a beautiful, crisp, delicate, dry white. If you're a fan of Rhone whites, you'll love this.
Best value white wine, Pedroncelli.
Pedroncelli, 2016 Sauvignon Blanc, Eastside Vineyard, Dry Creek Valley, $17. And this is $17. I always give list price, and this is often discounted. So,
especially at Bottle Barn.
Especially at Bottle Barn. Yeah. Since 1927, the Pedroncelli family has been making wine that you can enjoy every night at your dinner table. You cannot miss when you reach for a glass or a bottle in the store of Pedroncelli wine. This 2016 is apple, citrus, and stone fruit. And again, as I said, you can find it discounted. The list price is $17. Again, Pedroncelli up there in, off Canyon Road in Geyserville. Just a beautiful winery.
Yeah, family-owned. 1927, for God's sakes. Yeah.
I can't forget that because I hated the 27 Yankees.
That's right. You're a Boston guy. Jonas Cellars, Rosé.
My Rosé of the Year is from Jonas Cellars. They're 2016, the Aerialist Rosé, Napa Valley, $30. This is, you probably never heard of Jonas Cellars. Mm-mm. This is a tiny producer, and it's owned by a husband and wife team, Katie and Zach Long. Now, Zach's day job, he's winemaker at Sonoma Valley's Kunde Vineyards. So you know Kunde very well.
Of course.
Right.
Kunde.
So his day job Kunde is that. And with so many young other young, talented winemakers, he's got his little wine brand on the side. And if you ask why Aerialist, well, that's where his wife, Katie, comes in. She's an aerialist, so she's on the trapeze.
Really?
Yeah. And the label is this red label with a gold gal on a trapeze, and that's her.
Wow.
So, yeah. And it's all Cabernet Franc based. They've got.
I've never heard the word trapeze and wine in the same
sentence.
Well,
now you have. That's what I'm here for, right?
Yeah, yeah. But Tom's got a new category this year called Book of the Year.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that.
And then we're going to move to Reds, Tom Simoneaux's Wines of the Year. And coming up in this half hour before we're out of here, the Winery of the Year. And that winery will be on the phone with us. Is the annual Tom Simoneaux comes in thing with Wines of the Year and the Winery of the Year, which is coming up. It's California Wine Country every Wednesday. Here's a new category from Tom Simoneaux, Book of the Year. I like this, Book of the Year.
Yeah, I love reading books. And this, I'm telling you, everyone needs to read this book. It's called I Taste Red, The Science of Tasting Wine by Jamie Good.
Is it just red?
No, it's just talking about I Taste Red. I mean, that's just, it's not just about red, it's about tasting wine.
Okay.
Once you read this book, you will have a complete new perspective on tasting wine. Once I got done reading this book, the first time I sat down to evaluate some wine in front of me, I started interviewing the glass. You know, it's like, so how'd you get this red? Or, where did this nose come from? What kind? I mean, I'm telling you, this is a crazy good book, and it will give you the whole new perspective on tasting wine. If you know a wine enthusiast who can read, you need to buy him this book or her this book.
You know, I've been meaning for a couple of years to learn how to read. I hear it's a good
thing. There's a section in the book where they're actually got you in like this MRI machine, and they've figured out a way to get wine to you while you're having your brain scanned, right? And they found out that if you're a novice, there's a certain part of your brain that is operating when they're sipping, they're throwing in Sauvignon Blanc into your mouth. And then if you're a wine enthusiast, it's another part of your brain that's operating.
Wow.
I mean, there's crazy stuff in this book, man.
Jamie Good, G-O-O-D-E. It is available at ucpress.edu.
And you know what? It's at the, if you don't want to buy it, it's at the library. You can go to the library.
And he's a British guy.
He's British, yep.
Wow.
Crazy. Wonderful book.
Let's move to Reds. Tom Simoneaux's
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
Behringer 2015 Knights Valley, Sonoma County, $34. Is Knights Valley the little brother to the older and more well-known Napa Valley? Well, I say after one taste of this 15, you'll wonder, Napa? Napa who? It's located between Knights Valley. Is located in between Napa Valley and Alexander Valley. That's where it is. And Behringer has been growing grapes out there since the mid-1960s. Mm-hmm. And the wine shows red fruit, wonderful flavors, little olive, chewy tannins. Knights Valley Behringer 2015. Great Cabernet Sauvignon. And $34, that's, again, list price. I'm sure they've got it at Bottle Barn because this is one of Behringer's big bottlings. And for a large winery to have a wine this kind of quality, I'm telling you, it's really, really terrific stuff. That wine belongs on your, you know, your dinner table for New Year's Eve.
By the way, Tom and the lovely Brenda are going to
get this online.
At our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll get it to Mike.
SimoneauxWines.com.
It's going to be at Wine Country Live. Because that's our website for interview stuff that we do.
Okay,
so winecountrylive.com.
And Tom is going to, Tom and Brenda are going to, because we had a caller who said, how do we know whether these wines are available retail-wise, especially at Bottle Barn,
right,
or just direct from the winery?
Right, so we'll add
You're
that.
You're going to work on that.
We're going to leave everybody the winery website, and right next to the winery website will be available everywhere, or available at Bottle Barn, or available only at the winery.
Okay.
So let people know.
And it's Behringer.com, obviously. The Zinfandel of the Year from Tom Simoneaux.
Kelly and Young Wines, 2014 Robert Young Vineyards, Alexander Valley, Sonoma County, $36. From the husband and wife team, Kathleen Kelly and Jim Young. In my opinion, Jim is one of California's finest grape growers, and he's the son of pioneering grape grower in Alexander Valley, Robert Young.
Right.
This is a wild ferment Zin, so it's naturally fermented. It's rich. It's got that warm off the blackberry vine fruit. None of that. Sometimes when you get a big Zin, you can get a little kind of almost a dirty character. You know, this wine is not. It's big. It's rich. It's juicy. It's just screamed Zinfandel. When you pop the cork, you can smell that Zinfandel fruit. I'm telling you, they really did a nice job. Well, they grow some great grapes out there in Alexander Valley at Robert Young Vineyards. And Kathleen and Jim, just family-owned again. There's a lot of really small wineries in my Winery of the Year categories this year. And it's just, as the big get bigger, this makes room for a lot little guys like us, like me, like, you know, Kelly and Young, like Mayo. So it's nice that we can support Sonoma here, you know, in the North Coast in general. Zinfandel, Kelly and Young, 2014.
It's Kelly
Young Vineyards.
KellyYoungWines.com for more information.
You drop the "and" when you go to the website.
Right. Okay, Merlot of the Year. You know, I'm a big fan of Merlot. And I continue to be. I always have been. And that movie Sideways didn't sway
me. Yeah, well, you know, Merlot is making a big comeback.
It is, because after Sideways, or maybe before, or not because of it, I don't know. But we heard that a lot of people started not making Merlot or blowing off Merlot.
Well, what happened was Merlot got so popular, it became its own worst enemy. People planted Merlot everywhere. The wrong region. I call it wrong region
That's
wines.
That's right, yeah.
So there was a lot of warm region and just lousy, overcropped Merlot on the market, and people kind of soured to it. You know, it's like people get excited about something, but if it doesn't deliver, then you say, well, wait a minute, what else is there? So Merlot was on the decline, and then Sideways, that was the last nail in the coffin when Miles said, anything but Merlot. But now Merlot, what's happened is people have pulled the wrong region Merlot. It's gone. So now the Merlots that are on the market are grown in the right places. And post-phylloxera, one of the silver linings behind phylloxera was that the stuff that was planted in the wrong regions is gone. Pinot is in the cold spots. Chardonnay is warm or cold. Merlot is now in the right spot, and you can find some great Merlots. And this Merlot of the Year for me is from L'Astoria, 2015 Alexander Valley, Sonoma County, Block 500. It's Trentadue's reserve brand, L'Astoria. So, again, Trentadue is family-owned winery producing some of the best under-the-radar wines that you may not have heard of. Winemaker Miro Chelikov has been working his magic at Trentadue since 1999, and this 15 shows why Merlot is making such a comeback, as I was saying. It's dark plum fruit, juicy with cherry, nice, judicious oak, so it's framed in oak. It's big, it's rich. You'd love it, Jackson. I know you don't drink a lot of red. You're a Chardonnay guy, but when you're having a nice big steak, L'Astoria 15 Alexander Valley would be for you.
And I do like the Merlot. It's Trentadue.com. It's actually Trentadue, which is 32 in Italian, but even they say
Trentadue.
Trentadue.
Yeah. So. You're right. It is Trentadue.
Every time they come in, I go, it's Trentadue. And they go, Trentadue, whatever.
Yeah, try to make it American here. Come on, man.
Yeah.
The next wine in the category is Syrah. Ramey Wine Cellars 2013 Rogers Creek Vineyard, Sonoma Coast, $75. And I'm such a Ramey fan. If every winemaker made Syrah as good as Dave Ramey makes Syrah, Syrah would have become the next Merlot. Because back in the day, Syrah was going to become the next Merlot maybe 15, 18 years ago. And then it never did because the Australians brought in a lot of low-end Syrah. And the same kind of thing happened to Syrah that had happened
Merlot.
To Merlot.
Yeah.
Right? So this Rogers Creek Syrah is grown in what is now called the Petaluma Gap. So on this bottle, it says Sonoma Coast, but future bottlings are going to say Petaluma Gap Appellation. It's got 10% Viognier, so that gives you the aromatics that leap out of the glass, black fruit, orange peel, leather, and spice.
Yum.
Woof. RameyWine.com.
Yeah, we love the Rameys. Dave's been in many times. Okay, now we get to, I got staples here. Blended red. There we go.
Rodney Strong Vineyards 2015 Upshot, Sonoma County, $28.
Upshot.
Now,
what does that mean?
Blends are all a buzz, right? I'm going to explain here. Everybody loves blends, so especially the young wine drinkers. So winemaker Justin Seidenfeld says life simply doesn't blend itself, so he blended Upshot. So it's a blended red with Zinfandel, Merlot, Malbec, and Petit Verdot, and then a little bit of Riesling white to give you the aromatics.
Wow.
Also adds, it actually heightens the color in a wine as well.
Wow.
So the label's got to be seen. I should have almost brought a bottle label in because I know you love labels, Jackson. It's a diagram of the life of a wine from harvest to release. And it's a little circle, and it's got the harvest date, and then fermentation finishes, and it keeps on going. It's almost like a wheel, and it's got all of these important dates, when it was bottled, when it finished fermentation, all that kind of thing. It's really cool. Screw cap topped. It's medium-bodied red. It can even stand a chill. This time of year, I'll leave my reds in the fridge.
Me
bring
too.
Them out, let them warm up a little bit just to have them. Serve
I agree.
Them. And especially in the summertime. When it's really, really hot. So
it's the blended red of the year from Tom Simino, RodneyStrong.com. And again, this will all be up on our Facebook page and...
And WineCountryLive.com.
Okay.
At our Simino sites. Okay, Best Buy Red, Toad Hollow Vineyards, 2016 Pinot Noir, Monterey County, $16.99. When I'm looking for a Best Buy... I'm always looking for a Best Buy wine that has varietal character. That's essential. And this wine displays all of that cherry and spice. It has everything that you're looking for in a Pinot at half the price of what a lot of them go for. $16.99 is list. You'll see it a lot cheaper than that, and I'm sure it's at Bottle Barn.
Toad Hollow. ToadHollow.com. All right. We want to... finish this and then go to See Me. Oh, I just gave it away.
Our winery of the year, she's on the line. Let's go right to her.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So my winery of the year, Jackson, letting everything out of the bag here. Our winery of the year is See Me Winery, celebrating 140 years of winemaking on the north side. 140 years.
That's how long I've been in radio.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's right. I need my headphones. I got them. And the winery winemaker of the year is Susan Luker. Susan, you're on the line?
Yes. I am.
Hey, hi, Susan.
Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Your wines are terrific, and I'm going to pop that bottle. The luxury wine of the year is also Simi, so we're going to announce it now. The Simi Reserve 2013 Alexander Valley, Sonoma County, Cabernet Sauvignon. Jackson, I'm going to pour you some here.
Well, it's $100.
Yes. Luxury wine of the year.
Yeah.
Don't you want to sip it?
Yes,
at $100?
I do want to sip it, yes.
He didn't want to sip it if it was only 30, Susan.
It used to be 75, but I think once we found out we got the wine of the luxury wine of the year.
And well, you should, Susan.
And if you're not careful, Dammy's going to break it to 125 up there at the tasting room.
We'll give you a deal. Don't worry.
Tell us about your history in the wine world.
I've been at Simi for 17 years.
Wow.
And before that, it's pretty interesting looking at the people on the list because they're all my heroes and former coworkers. So I was at Dry Creek Vineyard before coming to Simi. And before that, I was at Kendall Jackson. And way before that, I was at Hacienda, which when it was a little winery in Sonoma Valley. Mm. So.
You're not that old, Susan. I don't know how you can.
Did you go to UC Davis or Fresno or
UC Davis?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the nice thing. One of the reasons that I picked Simi as the winery of the year was I went over and I tasted with Lisa, your assistant winemaker, mm-hmm. and we went through all of the we didn't go through every single wine, but you have so many small batches. So in the midst of a winery that's part of the conglomerate, which is Constellation, you're kind of like the big little winery or the little big winery. I don't know exactly which way you'd want to go, but you've got so many small batches and so many little experimental things. It makes it great for someone who comes to Simi, which is number one, 140 years there. So it's a museum in itself. And then and then you get to taste all of these different small batch wines. How do you juggle all of that?
Oh, it's it's a labor of love because all the little guys, they stand out as being something special. So we keep all of our lots separate. So it just they just kind of show themselves to us, and then we. We're lucky enough that we have our tasting room that we can show them off in.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful tasting room right there
on
Hillsburg Avenue.
You wrote the facility itself is a museum. Susan, talk about that.
Well, we still make wine in the old winery, which was built on this site in 1890.
Wow.
So the Simi brothers actually started making wine in downtown Hillsburg before they built the winery where it is now. So that was...
Yeah, that was originally at the old Roma Station, down where those tasting rooms are in Healdsburg, Giuseppe Simi. And right across the street was George de la Tour with his cream of tartar factory, where Davis Family Winery is now. And then the way the story was told to me was that when Giuseppe Simi was going to build the winery, part of the big problem with grapes and the cost of grapes was transportation back then,
sure.
Because it was horse and buggy,
right?
And bridges. Where was the bridge in Alexander Valley? So he was going to either build the winery close to the railroad tracks where it is today or build it out in Alexander Valley. And he told the growers, I'll build it in Alexander Valley if you give me a break on the price of the grapes. And they all said no. So he said, okay, you bring the grapes to me, and I'm going to have it right there at the railroad track so I can send it to San Francisco and sell the juice. So,
wow,
great story.
So Tom Simoneau's Winery of the Year, Winemaker of the Year, Susan Luker from Simi, S-I-M-I, of course. And also they won the Luxury Wine of the Year, the 2013 Reserve Cab. Susan, thank you so much, and Happy New Year, and keep on keeping on with the good work.
All right. Thank you so much.
And congratulations. Everybody should make their way out there and try this Simi 2013 and pick up a bottle or two.
Tom Simoneau's Wines of 2017, the Sweet Red of the Year.
Visatui Madeira Solera Blend, California, $61. Now, Solera-made, wood-aged wine, fortified with brandy. The Solera is 120 years old, and it's one of the few in the United States. This Madeira is absolutely delicious. Now, Madeira actually...
Is this like a port?
It's almost like a port, a little softer.
Yeah.
Not quite as big and bold or big fruity. The Portuguese island of Madeira is where the true Madeiras come from, and this category is up and coming. It's here in the United States, very rare. This Vista Tui is one of the best. It's got it's fortified, so it's got hints of brandy in the nose, sweet hazelnut and caramel, just beautifully rich. Vistatui.com, only available at the winery. Tiny lots made. You need to pick some of this up.
We love Vista Tui, too. It's the letter V, S-A-T-T-U-I.com. All right, I love this category always, the most fun wine. It's 19 Crimes Red Wine from Australia.
Yes, South or Eastern Australia. It's named after British rogues guilty of at least one of the 19 crimes, and these guys who were sentenced to colonize Australia rather than death. Right. Each varietal has a picture of one of the criminals who's punished with conviction by transportation. Now, get this. There's an app that you can get if you go to 19 Crimes. And I'm not a whole understand this whole app thing. But you get the app in your phone. You find the bottle at the grocery store. You put your app in your phone in front of the bottle and it'll talk to you. The gentleman or the gal who's arrested and guilty of conviction by transportation will tell you his crime or her crime. So the wine comes to life.
Unbelievable. And, of course, Australia was where a long time ago. The
1770s.
Yeah, Britain sent their a bunch of criminals. And
down there. And listen, it takes 14 hours to fly there from here, right? Imagine in the bottom of a prison boat, if you were lucky enough to make the journey.
Take like a year.
Yeah, and you lived through the journey, then you were guilty of, conviction by transportation.
The digits 19crimes.com. All right, we are really short on time.
Golden,
here we go.
The Pinot Noir of the year.
Everyone's listening for this. The Pinot
Golden
Noir.
Golden Eye 2014, the Narrows Vineyard in Anderson Valley, $82. Located on a narrow ridge in the top of the deep end of Mendocino's Anderson Valley. It's 10 miles from the coast. One of the coolest and lowest yielding of the GoldenEye Estate Vineyard. GoldenEye makes some great Pinot Noir up in Anderson Valley. If you're making the trek up to Anderson Valley through Mendocino to Mendocino, the city, make a stop, man. It's worth it. They've got six or seven different Pinots, and it's a beautiful winery facility. Anderson Valley is a fun place. GoldenEye 2014, the Narrows Vineyard.
The Pinot of the year.
Pinot of the year.
All right. Again, your website.
WineCountryLive.com.
Why is it called Wine Country Live?
Because we're going to be expanding into other things as we proceed.
Oh, good.
It's where eventually my old radio shows and things, you'll be able to find the archives there.
Yeah.
So we're playing with that whole idea.
And I'm the guy that got you into all that.
That's right, man.
1992, yes.
25 years.
Named him the wine guy 25 years ago. And he certainly is the Sonoma County wine guy. Tom Simoneaux, thanks. Every year we've been doing this, and it is very cool. You can check out by tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have it to you tomorrow.
Okay. Our Facebook page,
WineCountryLive.com. And if you forget Wine Country Live, Go to Tom at Simoneaux Vineyards or SimoneauxVineyards.com.
Yeah.
There's a link right there to get to Wine Country Live.
It's Simon
with an
E-A-U. Yes. Tommy, thanks. Love to Brenda and happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.
And to you as well, man.